Good evening, everybody, on VI Talk Podcast. It's Emily from Fashionista, and today I wanted to do a little bit of a different brew to what I think you probably would be expecting by now. It's not going to be another VI Frontline 101 episode today, but it is going to be a discussion brew on the top 10 makeup / cosmetics products that you could not be without. And this is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, as I'm sure lots of you use different toiletry, cosmetics, personal care products, makeup products that you love and that you would love to recommend to people, whether it be because it might have a distinct accessibility feature about it, whether it be because it's really good at making application easy. Whatever the reason might be, I think we've all got our top favourites that we would recommend to people, and I wanted to start off the conversation and do my own, because when you're visually impaired, as I'm sure many of you can imagine, it is so difficult sometimes to find new products, because it can be a bit like a massive labyrinth when you go into Boots and you see the amount of products that there are on offer, and you think to yourself, oh dear, you know, what do I use, what do I not use, what is the thing for me? But I thought this discussion might help some of you, because there's lots of different products out there, and I think people having tried and tested them in the past, this might be a good way of finding out what is out there and what you can actually use. So I'm going to start off. I have a list in front of me of my top 10. Just want to point out, if you can't think of top 10, if you can't think of 10, don't worry about it. If you can only think of 8, it's fine. Just as long as you've got some ones to mention, I think that's the point. It's just about a discussion that is quite constructive, and it's there to help other people who might be struggling when it comes to toiletries and makeup and stuff. Boys, you can enter as well. There's absolutely no excuse, because you guys all use stuff. You use shower gels, you use shaving cream, you use aftershave, you use some skincare. So I don't want to hear the excuse, ooh, I'm a guy, I can't get involved. Yes, you can, so please do. Anyway, so I'll start off with the number one. And number one is the Urban Decay Classic Naked Palette. Now, this palette is very popular among many bloggers and among many beauty kind of enthusiasts, and everybody knows what it is. And what it is it's basically a palette that has got 12 different shades of colours in there, all from varying shades of nude, from really light shades up to the really dark shades for the evening wear. And it's a really good palette if you're looking for something that is for good for quality, if that's good for creating different looks, that's portable, that's easy to use, that gives you good coverage, that doesn't have any fallout. It's the perfect product to use for every woman, and every woman should have one of them in her handbag, because it's great. It's better than the second two that have come out, in my opinion. I think the first one is the best, and it's just really great. And the reason I like it so much, aside from the fact that it gives such an amazing, you know, colour on your eye and it's so easy to use, is the fact that it's got such a great accessibility feature about it. Now, what it is it's got this really, it's like a velvet kind of feel packaging to it. It's a velvet kind of material box, and it's got on the front the words naked in kind of this embossed kind of feel on it, so you can actually trace your finger and feel the words naked on it, which is really great, because it's really good for accessibility. And I've never come across one that's done this before, so for me, I think it's the perfect product to recommend to my readers. And please note, I should have mentioned this before, but all of the products that I mention are cruelty-free, so they are not tested on animals. So I'm not enforcing my opinions on anyone else, for that matter. It's just something I believe in personally. Feel free to mention whatever brands you want, but for me personally, I only recommend ones that are cruelty-free. So I just wanted to point that out. Urban Decay is a cruelty-free brand. And I will put the prices of everything in a blog post. I'll do a blog post on my blog, which is fashionista.com, spelled fashionista.com, for anyone who wants to go and find it out. Anyway, so the second product that I would recommend is the Superdrug's own range makeup. It's called the B range foundation, and the foundation I use, it's their hydrating foundation, and it's really great, because the thing about it is it's like, it's a liquid foundation that's got a pump dispenser. It's cruelty-free again. It's got no fragrance to it. It does not give you any sort of breakout. Well, for me personally, it doesn't. But it gives a really great even coverage. It's perfect for any kind of like skin type. It's really nice. It gives you a nice sort of dewy, youthful complexion. It is really great for any kind of like discoloration or freckles that you might have. It does not irritate your skin. It lasts the whole day. It looks perfect with, you know, any kind of blush you want to wear, or powder kind of bronzer or foundation over the top. It is the go-to foundation, in my opinion, for drugstore kind of users, and it is very cheap. It's like £8, and for a foundation, that is very cheap for super, you know, for a foundation. And Superdrug's own range all have really great kind of, you know, products. They've got great reviews. They're really good value for money. You can get a student discount if you're a student, and the products are really, really good quality, and I've never had a problem with them in the past, and I've got very sensitive skin, having, you know, been on steroids for quite a few years, and, you know, for whatever other reasons, I've just got very sensitive skin, but I've never found any complaints with them. So, I mean, you might, you know, differ, but I think personally, if you're looking for a good go-to brand, then I would recommend Superdrug's, and if you're looking for a good go-to foundation, that is the one I would recommend. Product number three, guys. So product number three that I would recommend to you all is the Lush OT Fix Facial Mask. Oh my god, it smells amazing. Now, for any of you who don't know what Lush is a brand that make all kind of natural cosmetic products. It's all kind of handmade. It's all fair trade. It's cruelty-free. They support really small kind of charities. And they're an absolutely fantastic brand. And they have these things called fresh facial masks. Now, the thing is, these masks need to be used within a month. You can't leave them for any longer. You have to leave them in the fridge. You have to use them up within a month because they're all made from fresh ingredients. And if you leave them for any longer, they will spoil and you can't use them afterwards because bacteria will grow in the product. But they are very easy to get through in a month because they are so addictive. And the OT Fix one, it has kind of products like, it's got oats in there, it's got banana, it's got almond oil, it's got loads of different ingredients that are there to kind of exfoliate and nourish and moisturize your skin, and it smells absolutely incredible. Like, literally, I'm going to Bromley tomorrow, and that is the one thing I'm going to pick up because it is the most amazing mask out of the collection, in my opinion. And for my skin type, being that I've got quite young skin and it's combination skin, and any of you who don't know what combination skin basically means, it's when you have more than one thing going on. So you might get dry skin at one point in the year, you might get really oily skin, you might have both, you might have really kind of a dry area on your face whilst you have a really sort of oily T-zone, which is, the T-zone is kind of where your nose and kind of going across your, you know, your eye, you know, your forehead section. So just imagine you're tracing a T from one eye to the other and then down the bridge of your nose, if any of you don't know what that means. But if any of you want me to do more kind of in-depth things about basics on skincare and that kind of thing, you know, I will do. But I will be doing some work on, you know, this kind of thing very soon on my own channel as well, if you want to go and check that out. So another thing that I would recommend, which is product number four, is again by Lush, because I'm an absolute Lush, you know, addict. I'm a Lushy, if you want, that's what you want to call me. And it is the Rose Argan Body Conditioner. Wow, it is the best thing from Lush I've ever used, and it's the one product that I will always keep buying, and it's absolutely perfect for my skin type, and it really is a lovely product. Now, I recommended this on my blog on the Lush feature I did a couple of months ago, which I'll link in the blog post as well if you want to go and check that out. And it smells like kind of argan oil. It's got a lot of different kind of ingredients in there that are designed to moisturize and condition the skin. It has rose extracts as well in there. It's got some shea butter, and it smells absolutely incredible. Like, any, honestly, if you know, you'll try one thing from Lush, that's the one thing I would recommend. And actually, I got one of my listeners and my readers actually tell me that she described it as it's the best thing to use after a long day getting in the shower. There's nothing better, and I would definitely agree with her. She's quite right. It is honestly the most nice product to use. It hydrates your skin. It's perfect if you're a fake tan user like me and you want to moisturize your skin before you put your fake tan on. It's great if you've got not a lot of time in the morning because you don't have to put on loads of like body moisturizers afterwards. You literally, it's an in shower body conditioner. You put it on when you're in the shower, leave it on there for a couple of minutes, or even not even that, about a minute, and then you wash it off, you pat yourself dry, and then it will gradually sink into the skin and it will leave you with really nice moisturized skin. But it takes a fraction of the time that it does to put on a normal moisturizer, and it really distributes evenly on the skin. It's got a fantastic slip. All the Lush products are very distinctive in smell, and they've got great packaging of a great color contrast, a of black against white, and they might be doing something to improve their accessibility later on in the year that I can't tell you about yet, but I know about it. I'm so evil, I don't tell any of you guys what I'm doing, but you will know about it pretty soon, I'm sure. And it's really exciting, actually, because they're working to improve it, so when it kind of happens later on in the year, I'll be really excited to tell you all. So that's that. The Rose Argan body conditioner that you use in the shower. You don't use it when you're not in the shower. You have to use it when you're in the shower. I just want to point that out to you guys. If you think you can use it as just a normal body moisturiser, you can't. You have to use it in the shower. But even if you don't have a shower, you could always use it in the bath. There's no problem with doing that. So moving on, another product that I really love is the Body Shop Honey Bronzer. Now, these bronzers are in the Body Shop. They are designed in a nice compact case. They're a really beautiful case. If you want to buy a bronzer for anyone for their birthday, I'd recommend them because they are really pretty. They give great coverage. They're in varying different skin colours and skin types, and you know, that will match your skin tone. And my shade, I think mine is 020 or 20, but it's one of the lighter shades, and it's perfect if you want to give yourself a bit of a healthy glow. I layer it up with the foundation that I mentioned, which is the Superdrugs one, and honestly, it is the best thing. You don't get any fallout with it or any kind of patchiness. It gives a really nice even coverage. It's easy to use, it's compact, it's got a full size mirror in there if any of you've got some sight and want to use that. But if you're visually impaired, you don't have to worry about, you know, if it makes any mistakes. It's really perfect for that. It blends into your hairline evenly when you do it properly. You can use it for contouring as well. And if you don't know what contouring is, it's where you basically put a small amount of a kind of a bronzer or a contouring powder on your jawline, not on jawline, so if you kind of suck your cheeks in, then you feel that gap where you've sucked them in, and it's kind of like between your jawline and sort of the bottom end of your orbital bone, and you'll feel that if you kind of put some pressure on your bones in your face. It sounds really horrible, but you know, you'll know what I mean if you kind of suck your cheeks, and you'll feel that line, and you just use it as a guide to kind of put a bit of it on, only a tiny bit of it though. But again, if you want me to do an actual kind of explanation of what contouring is, then please let me know. But that is the Body Shop Honey Bronzer, and it's fantastic for any of you who want a bronzer that is easy to use. It's not too dark, it's not too light. It's the perfect go-to bronzer for anyone who is a bit of a novice when it comes to makeup. So the next product that I'm going to mention, which is, I believe, number six. Sorry about that, guys. I'm losing track, honestly. So the next product I want to mention to you is the, again, by Body Shop, and it is their Insta Blur Primer. Now, I mentioned it in a recent favourites video, on my YouTube channel, and I also did this in a blog post on it a while back, and the reason I love it so much is because it actually keeps your makeup in place the whole day. It's really good for anyone who has a busy lifestyle, or who can perspirate a bit more than usual, or, you know, for hot climates, or, you know, if you've got anything like that where your makeup might be prone to slipping or kind of fading, or if you want something that kind of, you know, acts as a, because basically what a primer is it's kind of like a grouting. It will kind of seal over those blocks, you know, over those pores, those open pores, and close it, so it gives you the appearance of really smooth skin with no imperfections. And then you put your makeup on over the top and you're ready to go. You only need a tiny bit of this, and it works really well. I don't find I get any spots with this product, because other primers I've used, literally about after a week of using them, I'll have spot central, like it'll be crazy bad. But I didn't find this with this one, so I've kind of stuck to using it, and it's definitely for me. It's really brightening, and it is perfect for any of you who don't really put loads of makeup on, or who don't know how to put makeup on exactly. It's a really good primer for giving you the best result possible, and it's very accessible. It's, you know, it's easy to open. I mean, in terms of, like, you know, kind of the product, you know, the distinction of the product, I can't say much on it because it is very kind of difficult to determine what it is. But I think if you've got accessible technology to get around this, then do, because it's definitely a worthwhile product to invest in, because it does give you really good results. So the next product we're going to move on to, which is number seven, I believe. Yes, it is. The Steam Cream. And the Steam Cream is a really famous product, and it was invented by, I think it's a Japanese concept, I believe, and it's a product that does not use any emulsifying wax or any emulsifying products in the product to actually bind the products together. Now, any of you who want to know what emulsifying waxes are, it's basically to combine the oils and the the hard solid products like the argan oils and stuff with the essential oils. It's basically kind of a formula that they'll use, but it can kind of have effects on your skin, but they don't use any of this in steam cream. It's made with all organic ingredients and it's designed for any skin type. You can use it as a body moisturiser, a facial moisturiser and a hand moisturiser. It's for guys as well, so guys you can use it too. And it is the best cream I've ever used for kind of any kind of go-to problems I might have. I always take it with me when I go away on holiday or to any events that I might need it. It's very hydrating. You can smell the lavender in it because lavender is one of the essential ingredients they use amongst lots of other things, but I also did a blog post on that, which you can check out on my blog. And it is just very hydrating, but it doesn't make you come out in spots. Now, I used this when I had really dry skin, like it was sunburn. I put this on because it's all natural ingredients and it wouldn't irritate my skin. It worked fine. I used it when I had really, really kind of like, you know, oily skin. I had spots. I used it then and it didn't bring up any spots. And if anything, it improved the condition of my skin when I kept having to exfoliate to try and get rid of the spots. It's just the best friend's product of the world. Everyone should have it because it will complement everyone's skin tone. It won't bring up your skin, I would say. You know, I can't speak for everyone, but I would not say that it would, you know, give you any problems because it's all natural ingredients and it's just the best product really that I could say that to use. The only time I think you have to be wary of products is when you have nut allergies or things like that, because you know a lot of products use kind of things like macadamia oil or almond oil or, you know, hazelnut oil. So that's the only time you have to be aware of that kind of thing. So, another thing I would recommend to you guys is the Movis Facial Soap. Oh, again, it's from Lush. And, oh God, this is the best smelling product from Lush. It does not come in any packaging. It's just kind of like, it's one of their naked products, as they call it. It's just, you know, to save on kind of like packaging and to make their company more environmentally friendly. They do wrap it up in paper, of course, when you buy it. It's a big block of facial soap and you take a bit off of it when you're getting in the shower and you know, use it on your face and it acts as a cleanser and an exfoliant. And it smells like bread. It smells like baking bread. It is the best thing I've ever smelt, honestly. It is so nice and it really works well to exfoliate my skin and moisturize it, and I find I don't have to use an exfoliator and a cleanser now. I can just use this and it saves on a lot of money. But honestly, for me being a VI, the smell of it is what drew me to it, because it smells absolutely incredible. Like, it's such a comforting smell, and it's the sort of smell you want to smell in the morning or the evening. It's just one of those cozy kind of smells that would probably make you reminisce about, you know, times gone by and stuff. It's just the best product, and it gives you really great results. It's really helped to hydrate my skin and to keep it clean, me having combination skin. I'd imagine it would work for everyone in some way, shape or form, but I mean, with Lush products, you can always say to them, look, I don't really know whether this is going to work for me. Can you cut me off a tiny bit? And you only pay a small amount. They're pretty good with that kind of thing. The people in Lush are really friendly. They're very honest and they won't try and sell you anything that they don't think is going to work. I mean, to be honest, they could sell me a bloody cardboard box and I'd buy it, because they're so friendly in there and their products are amazing. And I don't think you'd ever find fault with a Lush product if they'd recommend it to you properly. I mean, because they are just so good at their job. They're so good at kind of like talking you through what's in it. And I think they really do care about the customer and what their needs are. And whenever I've gone in there with my guide dog, they've always been very accommodating. So I can honestly say that Lush is a great brand to use if you want a company that's going to care about you as a visually impaired person. So, I mean, that's my personal recommendation. You might differ, but I can safely say that anyone who goes in Lush will have a good experience. And if they don't, you only need to email the customer care team and they will be on it. And they are the best team I've ever dealt with. Honestly, like, I bought a product from Lush and on their website and I didn't like it. I didn't actually use it. I just smelt it and, like, you know, thought, oh, I don't really like this. And I got in contact with them and said, look, I've not actually opened it, I've not used it, but I don't like it, you know, is there anything I can do? And they said, yeah, just take it back to the store and, you know, exchange it for whatever you want. And I was just like, you're okay. And they're not, you know, they're really cool about it. They're just the best ever company to work with. Honestly, I rave about them so much, but they are worth raving about, believe you me. So the final product that I'm going to mention today is by a different company, and it's by a company called Rituals. Now, Rituals is for me one of my second favourite brands next to Lush, because it is a company inspired by Eastern scents and Eastern remedies, and it's very much an exotic company, and it's a company that I think everyone will find something that they like. Now, I've used it for quite a while now. I've used the store for a lot of the time. I always go to the one in my local one in Bromley. I use a lot of their products and I buy a lot of their products online, and the one that I've always gone back to is a body spritz, and it is called the Teo Mist, and it's got white lotus and yi ren in it, and it's like a really sort of clean scent. It's one of those ones you'd want to spray after a long day and, you know, have a shower, get out and then spray it on you. It's the smell of godliness. If I had to describe it, it's the smell of godliness. And, oh boy, it is the best thing I've ever smelt in my life. And it is just perfect for anyone who likes those sorts of clean, slightly floral scents. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people who would like it. I mean, they also do a lot of products for guys as well. So you probably would like to find something you like in there if you're a guy. They do baby products as well. They are just the best brand for anyone who wants to try different things and who is, you know, wanting to find something new. They are really kind of like, they've got a variety. They've got lots of, like, you know, they've got more florally scents. They've got really kind of like more warmer scents and more kind of woody scents to more clean scents or citrus scents. They're a very versatile brand and they've got something for everybody. So definitely if you like that kind of thing, then I would try looking at that body mist, because it smells really, really great and I personally love it. It's one of my absolute favourite scents to use, and God knows I get through so much of it. I had a new one bought for my birthday because I used it all up, so no doubt it's going to happen again. So I really hope you enjoyed this boo today, guys, here on VI Talk. Like I said, it's a bit different to what I usually talk about, but I thought as it's a discussion boo, you might like it. So please let me know in the comments what you thought of this boo. Please contribute to this discussion and let us all know what your top 10 favourite products are to use and that you'd recommend. Like I said, it doesn't have to be 10, it could be 8, it could be 7, it could be 5 even. You know, you can be a guy, you can be a girl, it can be toiletries, it can be makeup, it can be hair products, it can be whatever you want, whatever you use. Just, it has to be things that you'd always recommend and you'd always go back to, and that are your fail safe. So thank you so much for listening to this boo today, guys, and I really hope to see some discussions on the channel, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Bye, guys!